Julie Kienitz is leading a small group of about a half dozen people on an herb walk. Their heads are down as they shuffle along, occasionally bending over for a closer look. But they're not searching through overgrown fields. Instead, they're strolling around Julie Kienitz's front yard here in Lowell, Michigan.
Oh, let's get a little wood sorrel here.
You take the whole
top and then just kind of pull it apart a little bit.
Along with wood sorrel, a plant most of us think of as shamrocks, they find plantain, catnip, and stinging nettle. As they make their way around the yard, the group stops to identify and taste the wild weeds that Julie Kienitz says can be used both as medicine and food.
And you eat this whole thing, taste a leaf, and tell me what you think of it. Here's one. Taste a leaf of wood sorrel. It's delicious.
Julie Kienitz is co-founder of Friends of Herbs, a group that explores the many uses for wild plants. Their goal is to educate people about the benefits of weeds and encourage their everyday use. Kienitz publishes a monthly newsletter and has been leading workshops like this for the last 3 years. But her introduction to the field goes back much further, back to a childhood experience with her aunt.
She took me aside for a special little walk into the yard and sat me down, and we looked very closely in the grass, and she showed me two plants that were developing their seed pods, and one of them she called belly buttons, and the other one she called bananas. And they both had very distinct flavors. And it was only, though, until about 10 years ago that I discovered what those plants were.
She identified them as mallow and wood sorrel. Today, Kienitz describes herself as an herbalist. She focuses mostly on common plants like chickweed, dandelions, and lamb's quarters, things most of us would think of as weeds, not herbs. But no matter what you call them, Julie Kienitz says these wild plants are a valuable but underutilized resource. So she's trying to raise awareness that many of the weeds around us can be used as food and medicine. For instance, Kienitz says wood sorrel is a good remedy for nausea, sore throats, and urinary infections. And she believes the best way to tap into the medicinal benefits of herbs is to eat them.
The herbs balance your body with the proper nutrients, and illness means that your body is out of balance. And eating highly nutritious herbs is a way of maintaining balance at all times, rather than only turning to them when you're sick.
That idea of healing through nutrition is what brought Donna McCullough to the workshop. But she says there are other reasons to bring weeds to the table.
I mean, isn't this a lark to be able to go in your backyard and pick out things that are great fun to put in a salad? And I mean, why not? It's free. It's out there. Just use it.
Check out the shelves of any drugstore, and it's easy to see that herbs are making huge inroads towards mainstream acceptance. Pharmacist Jolene DeLuca is with St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She says today herbs are often used as alternatives to traditional medicine, but she says in the future they're likely to become integrated into conventional treatments.
I think that you're going to see a lot more of this complementary type approach to medicine. We're trying bits and pieces of different philosophies and come up with the best fit for the client.
But DeLuca says there are some risks. She says you have to be careful about interactions with other drugs, even if you're just adding a few weeds to your diet.
You may think, what does that have to do with my medications? But, you know, really, it does have a lot to do with it. If you're having, you know, the dandelion salads, that's probably actually a good source of vitamin K, a dark green leafy vegetable, so that would interact with a Coumadin if you were on Coumadin, for instance.
If you want to try harvesting wild weeds, Julie Kienitz says there are other dangers to be aware of as well. So she teaches people in her workshops about poisonous lookalikes, and she advises them to avoid picking near roads or areas that have been treated with pesticides or herbicides. Kienitz conducts herbal workshops year-round. Along with grazing in the backyard, her other classes include herbal body care, making non-toxic cleaners, and herbs for children's health. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Lowell, Michigan.